Welcome back to another week of Who's Gonna Win. It is week 7 now. We are in the latter half of our season. Things are not looking good for your host, Asa Lucas, but I gotta tell you right now, Christian, congratulations. We have to recognize your first perfect picks of a week.
Thank you very much, sir. It feels very, very nice. Yeah.
That bumps you up there to second place. We'll go in backwards order. In dead last, without a question, is myself with a record of 36-12. I went 6-2 last week. In second place is Christian, who went 8-0 last week with an overall record of 39-9. And tied for first once again is Matt Mullinex and Chris Parks. They went 7-1 each last week with a total record of 40-8. Gentlemen, before we get our first break in, do you have any comments to let your fans, your listeners, know what it feels like to be tied at first?
I don't know. It's just there's still 4 weeks left. Yeah. So I don't plan on being tied at the end of the 4 weeks. So. I guess there we go.
First off, I don't know if fans might be a strong term, but...
Chris, but, you know you have a few older ladies who enjoy hearing your voice.
You're counting yourself out here, though, but you're only 4 games back. I've seen much more drastic things happen. So.
Yeah, I've seen a week 10 meltdown.
Yeah, I've done that.
By the man over here. But well, I know I have fans because my mom listens. So.
Good man. Well, on that note, let's take a break and hear a word from our sponsors that give us the opportunity to broadcast Who's Going to Win. That is Rush EPA and Fairway. When we return, we'll look at our first slate of games.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win, Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Florida man himself, Christian Adams. Gentlemen, our first three games of this slate is Cam at Fremont Mills, then we have Griswold at West Harrison Whiting, and Exira EHK at East Mills. If you take a look at this week's games, I like to think it's matched what we're going to see in college football tomorrow with a beautiful, beautiful October 12th. A lot of fun games. There's some chaos, some rivalry, including the Red River game, which a lot of people are looking forward to that. Oregon at Ohio State. Plenty of great games to be played, and I figured with Cam at Fremont Mills, there's a bit of a rivalry here. There's some history between these two programs. They're very familiar with one another, and I figured, you know what, I'll take the leap of faith here and start us off in such a tricky one. So when I was studying for this, Fremont Mills has been doing some very nice things with their pass game this year, and Sawyer Forney is the reason why. You know, you look at Forney's completed 46 of 78 passing attempts, 880 yards, and 18 touchdowns against only 4 interceptions for 8-man. That's pretty excellent. I think the more you watch him as well, you'll see his maturity, how he's grown. And really, I don't think Cam is prepared for such a strong passing game. A lot of the teams they've played have been more run dominant. So I'm going to go with Fremont Mills to get the victory here. Matt?
Okay. This has been a tough game to kind of go through there. But Cam, the last couple weeks, you know, had to go into double overtime with Sydney week ago. I know they're resting a few of their athletes to make sure they're ready for this little stretch run here down the season. But yeah, the more I kind of dug into the numbers and the personnel and stuff like that, I think and a little bit of a road trip, I'm going to give a slight edge to Fremont Mills this week.
2 for 2 there on Fremont Mills. Chris?
Yeah, this is a pretty decent little turned into a rivalry here within the last decade or so. You know, both teams have had really good seasons and have battled it out, you know, as, you know, playoff and state championship type contenders at different times. So, you know, it is a tough place to go play. And like Matt said, it's a little bit of a road trip. Obviously, like you mentioned, Asa Sawyer-Forney's done a really good job as a young player at quarterback for them. And then, of course, our man J.W. Linkenhooker, who's, you know, doing everything. He's catching it. He's running it. He's making all the tackles. So
he's on a road to glory.
Yeah, he's a good player. And, yeah, I've been surprised by the struggles lately here from Cam. I know they've had some, you know, kind of guys out and that type of thing, but last 2 weeks have been tough for them when it really probably shouldn't have been. So I think the two teams are kind of trending a little bit differently right now, so I'm going to give the edge to the home team, too. I'm going to go FM.
All righty, Christian, you have an opportunity here to go out on a limb.
Well, I mean, you look at this, and I'm, you know, anything that I say henceforth will be now BC Moore. So if I pull out any rankings that you're like, oh, they didn't match up with Radio Iowa, well, it's BC Moore. They have this at a 16 and a 19 game. Cam ranked a little higher than Fremont Mills. Both teams have a top 20 defense and a top 25 offense. I'm a sucker for balance, and Fremont Mills has it. I mean, you look at Sawyer-Forney, 880 yards, 18 touchdowns, almost 60% completion rate. I mean, that is really, really good. I mean, you can't not mention McCade Paulson. I mean, he's been awesome this year for Cam. But I want to go back to what you said, Chris. Yeah, I mean, for the second week in a row, Cam barely escaped with a win in a game that they probably should have won, maybe not handily, but relatively easily. You know, they held on against Xire EHK, and they didn't really hold on last week. They gave up the lead. A two-point conversion was the difference in overtime there. I think especially when you have two good defenses, the run is easier to stop. That coupled with the fact that Cam has struggled to hold on the games, I shall come hither and take the Knights to pull it out an exemplary affair.
4-for-4 on Fremont okay. Mills. Looks like they're going to enjoy their time at the round table against Cam. Griswold at West Harrison Whiting, and we got Matt to start things off.
Okay. Griswold had a nice game last week. Started off a little slow, but seemed to turn it off in the second half. Came back for that victory against a fairly decent East Mills in there. So I think they've come a long way. So I think they go on the road up to Mondamin and pick up the victory over the West Harrison Whiting team, whatever they call themselves. Are they the Hawkeyes still?
I don't know.
That's what they used to be, but Tigers over the Hawkeyes always.
Next up is Chris.
All right. Yeah, this is a nice little run here for Griswold. We kind of talked about how they could have a better season, and they've kind of put it together the last few weeks. You know, they've got a win. They played really tough last week, and I think they're going to get another one here. Bodie Wyman doing a good job throwing the ball. Wyatt Peterson's been strong on defense for them. A little less on the offensive side for West Harrison. They just don't have a lot there. Nolan Birdsall, their running back's kind of their leader, but I think it's too one-dimensional for him. I'm going to go Griswold.
Christian.
Well, Griswold ranked at 49. West Harrison Whiting, I should say, at 59. West Harrison has had a pretty tough schedule, 12th hardest. They've lost to number 4 Woodbine, number 22 Boyer Valley, number 27 Newell Fonda, and number 31 Arweva. Their only win has been against a winless Siouxland Christian. Their offense and defense are both ranked in the bottom 8 of 68. Griswold's schedule hasn't necessarily been a cakewalk either. Their schedule's ranked 26 hardest. They have losses to Fremont Mills and Cam. Actually put up 20 points on Fremont Mills. West Harrison Whiting really struggles to throw the ball. Their run games are pretty similar. But actually, West Harrison Whiting runs the ball more and has less yards. The number on that is that they have run the ball 227 times for 786 yards. Griswold's only run the ball 191 times for 912 yards. So with that in mind, you know, you got to bring up Bodie Wyman, too. I think he's going to be the star of the show. Go Tigers! I'm taking Griswold.
Yeah, 3-for-3 on Griswold. I'm not going to rock the boat too much either. I'm going with the Tigers. You know, West Harrison's offense has been in trouble all year. They've been shut out twice. They've only gotten into double-digit scoring once this season. Griswold, on the other hand, has no problem scoring, even against some better opponents. I see the Tigers going 2-5 after this Friday. So I will join you, gentlemen. First two games, all clean sweeps. Next up, and our last pick of this segment, is Xire EHK at East Mills. And Chris, take the lead.
I didn't want to take the lead on this one, but I mean, if there's a coin flip of a game, I think you got one here. Both teams, you look at the comparatives, it's just like, how do you sort this out? But Xire EHK seems to have caught a little bit of a better stride here after that Audubon loss. They've kind of turned it around and played better since then. East Mills, I guess I was surprised last week that they struggled as much as they did against Griswold. They do have a nice quarterback there in Caleb Urban who can throw it around a little bit, and Jackson Embry is a good receiver. I don't know. I've picked against the Spartans, and they've burned me earlier this year, so I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to take Xire EHK to edge one out here.
Christian.
Not so fast, my friend. Well, Xire EHK has had the 10th hardest schedule, but they had a letdown after their hard-fought game against Cam, I believe it was, against Fremont Mills. For East Mills, I really, really like what Caleb Urban has been able to do, completing over 60% of his passes. He's almost at 1,600 yards, which he will hit in this ball game. I think this is going to be close, Chris. I really do. East Mills did give up 400 yards to Cam on the ground, and they've given up 150-plus to each Sydney and Griswold. Their defense, though, has equated for 13 turnovers this year. This could really spell trouble for East Mills, but I think Xire EHK's inability to throw the football really hurts them. Xire EHK is not Marvel Jesus. I'm taking the Wolverines.
I appreciate that reference, Christian, but I got to warn you, I think very few people are going to understand where you're coming from with that.
It's a movie reference, just to be very clear.
Okay, for Xire EHK at East Mills, I'm with Chris on this one. It felt like a toss-up and a coin toss. You can really have it going either way. East Mills has had tremendous success with the passing game, 18 touchdowns through the air, 1,600 passing yards. We've talked about Caleb Urban. I did see from Spartans their 32-30 loss against Cam. Shows there's some heart, and they're playing against a program that's traditionally been pretty well. And I like that the Xire EHK offense hasn't taken off yet. I think they're still needing that one game to spark things for them. And I feel confident that Coach Buchholz is going to like that. He understands the brutal schedule they've played up until this point. East Mills is less of some competitive programs that they've seen. So I got the Spartans winning this one. And Matt.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know which way to go on this one. So, Christian alluded to, Xire maybe not being able to throw the ball, but, hey, you don't really need to throw the ball to win. Just got to ground pound, play some good defense in there. So, I don't know. East Mills, I don't like how they struggled a little bit with Griswold last week. So, took them quite a while to get going. A little bit of a road trip for Sparty, but I'm gonna go with Sparty. I'm gonna go with Sparty.
Oh.
Pick up a little victory here. This will be a little, I think, feather in their cap here as they reach the stretch run for playoffs.
Don't sweat too much, Christian. Historically, you're not in a bad spot being out on a limb.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're tied with us if you win it. Right?
Yeah, I know. That's just gonna say that could be a big swing game.
Or you could come down to the gutter with me.
Yep. Or you just fall farther behind.
All righty, with our first three picks, Cam at Fremont Mills. We all have Fremont Mills winning. Then with Griswold at West Harrison, we see the Tigers getting the dub. And Christian's out on a limb. He only went to pick East Mills to win against Xire EHK. Let's hear from Fairway at Rush CPA before we come back for our second slate of games.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back here to Who's Going to Win Week 7 edition. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, our three games for this segment's Earlham at Riverside, Mount Air at ACGC, then Red Oak at AHSTW. And with the Earlham at Riverside matchup, Christian, go for it.
All right, so BC Moore has Riverside at 19, Earlham at 9, so Earlham ranked a little bit higher. Riverside has had a slightly harder schedule. Very similar passing and rushing attacks. You know, you kind of break it down. Passing yards, maybe not the strength of both teams. 651 for Earlham, 506 for Riverside. Passing yards per completion, right about the same too, 14.2 to 15.8 in favor of Riverside. You know, looking at BC Moore and how this breaks down, Earlham has the 12th ranked offense and defense, which is just a little bit better than Riverside. However, I would be hard pressed to ignore that Jackson Gordon is an absolute stud, and I think he is really, really hard to stop. And Riverside's at home. Give me the Dogs.
Going Riverside. I like it. This is one of our stronger, more competitive matchups, I think, of this week's slate. You know, Earlham is number 6 in the state for a reason. They have a clean passing game, 7 touchdowns, only 2 picks. Then their rushing attack is over 1,600 yards and 7 yards a carry. And that 21-14 win over Madrid shows they know how to fight. But you talk about Riverside, you talk about Jackson Gordon, 1,300 rushing yards. He is impressive. We saw some really good things against ACGC. I mean, Riverside never quit that whole time. And you're talking about one of the best teams there in the state. But I got to go with Earlham there, Christian. We're gonna disagree, my friend. Mm. Matt, what are you seeing?
Oh, well, I'm seeing a good game here, I think. So you guys already alluded to what Jackson Gordon does for them. On the other side of the ball, Earlham going to run the ball. That's their focus as well. And, you know, Smith there, he's averaging 8.6 yards per carry for Earlham. You know, this game's going to be over in about an hour because that's what both teams want to do is just run the ball. Earlham does a little differently there, double wing, single wing. They'll kind of jump into both of those things there. So be a little similar to what Riverside saw against ACGC and what they do. So, gosh, this is a tough one just because looking at some of the games there. I don't know what to think, but I'm going to go with Riverside.
Oh, all right, Chris. Are you going to leave me out on a limb? What are you thinking?
Well, yeah, this is a fun game. I mean, this will be a good matchup here. Two teams, yeah, they do the same type of things. The thing that stood out to me, and of course, you know that typically I'm on the Frayne train. I've been with the Dogs so far this year. But when you look at the defensive side of what Earlham's put together so far this year, they've only allowed over 14 points twice, and it's been to pretty decent teams. So I think that Earlham's defense is what's going to make the difference here and win the game. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
I was starting to sweat there. Historically, I don't have a good record of being out on a limb. So thank you very much, Chris, for helping me out. Next up, we have Mount Air against one of the teams, I think, in Southwest Iowa that has the most swagger, if you would agree with me on that, Christian, is ACGC.
I would agree with you on
that. Who is undefeated. And it is my turn to go first here. What I've noticed about ACGC is that they continue to press me every week that they play. This is a solid group of athletes who have very high expectations for themselves. They are not just going to be satisfied with making it to the playoffs. They're expecting a trip to the Dome. And that ground game of ACGC has been undeniable, almost 2,400 yards of rushing, averaging over 8 yards per carry. I know Mount Air is familiar with the Chargers. They've played them quite a bit. Every team in the state of Iowa knows what ACGC is going to try. It's going to be close. I think a one-score game, but Mount Air is going to fall short. Let's go with the Chargers. Matt.
Well, the one thing that kind of sticks out to me for Mount Air is their defense. You know, 16 fumble recoveries and 10 interceptions, so 26 takeaways. I mean, that's just phenomenal in the first 6 games. But I just think going on the road up to Guthrie Center is just going to be very tough. So I'm going to go with the Chargers at home for the Chargers.
Chris?
Yeah, this should be a fun game, and you know, two teams that have historically also recently been, you know, pretty good, pretty solid. Jackson Ruggles is doing a good job, kind of both running and throwing for Mount Air. But you know, that rushing attack for ACGC, you got not just one but two or three guys that you can get going, and that's really, really tough to stop. I think I'm kind of with Matt here. I think the home field advantage is a big advantage this time around. So I'm going to go with ACGC.
3-for-3 on ACGC. And Christian?
Well, I think I'm going to make that one 4-for-4. So we're going to be all the same across the board on that one. I mean, you look at the offense of ACGC, they're ranked number 4 on BC Moore. Their defense isn't that bad either, ranked top 20 there at 19. I mean, you look at Mount Air, too. They have top 10 both sides of the ball. They're actually ranked right at number 10 for both sides of the ball. But that triple option, there's just something about it where you're getting everybody involved. It's tough physical football. I mean, and that's a program that knows how to win. They're going for their second consecutive undefeated season. I don't think that they're going to show up with the mindset that they have the game in hand already, especially against a good team such as Mount Air. It's going to be electric. Give me the Chargers.
And our last pick for this segment will be Red Oak at AHSTW. And Matt, your turn to lead the conga line.
You bet. I'm going to go with the Vikings on this one. Home field advantage in there. I know there's a little bit of shakeup with the leadership there this week, but I think resiliency of the kids put that aside, and I think they come out with a victory there over Red Oak.
Chris?
Yeah, you know, I think Red Oak has struggled against good teams, and that's, you know, they're playing one here this week. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and it could probably easily lead to a bad distraction for AHSTW. It's unfortunate, you know, the situation they're in, but like Matt said, I think there's enough of the kids that are going to get past that themselves and get a win here, so I like the Vikings as well.
Christian?
Yeah, you know, it's a sad situation. I think maybe it has the potential to get off to a bit of a rocky start, but you look at kind of how these teams break down, and I think it's clear-cut in a way that AHSTW is the better team. You know, sometimes when you're going through something and you're playing a closer team to your skill level, I think that's when it kind of has the ability to upset the apple cart there. I mean, but you look at AHSCW's passing game, 898 yards. Their rushing attack just as lethal with 1,343 yards. I think AHSCW is the better team. I'm getting on the boat. I'm taking the Vikings.
I'll mention that again. That having your head coach resigning, that is going to mess with any team, and that's obviously going to have an effect with this game tonight. The season has been going really well for the Vikings. It's disrupted against Kemper Catholic or Trainer. I think it's a nail in the coffin type situation. They're more than happy to take advantage of mixed emotions and trouble. But against Red Oak and that limited passing game with only one touchdown through the air and 8 interceptions, AHSTW is going to survive. I'll join you all there. Go with a clean sweep. So with our segment here with Earlham at Riverside, that was a split. Myself and Chris, we have Earlham winning. And then Matt and Christian have Riverside. For Mount Air at ACGC, it is 4-for-4 with the Chargers. And with Red Oak at AHSTW, we all have the Vikings winning there. We have one more segment coming up. But first, we'll hear from Rush CPA and Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return and will scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to our last segment of Week 7's edition of Who's Gonna Win. Our last two games we have slated is Shenandoah at Traynor and Atlantic at Perry. Chris, who is going to win?
Traynor. Traynor Cardinals are going to win. they've been playing really good football. I've been impressed with Traynor this year. You know, kind of one of those teams that maybe didn't have the highest of expectations coming into the season, but they just play tough, and they've got a bunch of kids that are kind of working together. They run the ball well. Jet Sorensen, obviously a good back. And you know, Shenandoah is kind of hit or miss. They've had some okay games, and their quarterback O'Rourke's doing some good things, but this is a good team they're running up against. I'm going to go with Traynor.
Christian.
Yeah, you know, don't count out Shenandoah. I mean, they've got a really good offense, ranked number 5 there. I totally misread that. Nope. I was looking at
number,
the wrong line.
Number 50.
Yeah. I mean, don't worry. I was going to go with Traynor anyway. I mean, you look at their
– All right. Thanks, Christian, for your pick. And next up.
All right. Cool. Yeah. No, but their offense, you know, ranked in the top 16 in both categories. I mean, you really have to like what they've been able to do on the ground this year. You know, well over 1,000 yards. 779. Boy, my eyes are not working right now. So I'm going to take Traynor, though.
You've been staring at
I'm
the computer
I'm going to move on. Yeah, I've been staring
long.
At the computer for too long. So I'm going to move on. I apologize for my mistakes, but I'm taking Traynor.
They're number 5 in mom and dad's hearts.
So. Yeah.
I think not so fast, everyone. Whoa. There's one stat we need to throw out and make sure that it is explained. When you look at Shenandoah and Traynor, the eye test tells you Traynor has got it in the bag, but Shenandoah has better passing numbers and fewer attempts with more touchdowns and yards than compared to Traynor. But that still won't be enough as Traynor is more tried and true. I'm going with the Cardinals. Matt.
Can you not so fast somebody and then pick the same team?
Yeah,
just
wait, checking. What?
Well, I didn't, but I wasn't emphatic about it. I was just trying to – I was holding all the listeners on the edge of their seats.
I thought I was going to have to call Lee Corso and get a ruling on this.
Ruling here. I'm sure it's happened before, but
yeah. Yes.
Later years, Corso didn't know what was going on.
I'm going to go – you know, you look at the numbers, O'Rourke, 68%. That's really very efficient as a passer to over 1,200 yards, 14 TDs, 6 interceptions. Casey, on the other hand, you know, he's been doing well as a quarterback, 57%. Jet in there. Jet is the Jet for Traynor. He's averaging 6 yards a carry. So I think the physicality plus Shenandoah, they're kind of a young group. You know, these are freshmen and sophomores that they're throwing out there. Traynor, on the other hand, is juniors and seniors. I'm going to take that experience, that physicality of Traynor, and I'm going to go with the Cardinals at home.
4-4-4 for Traynor. And our last game with one of our newer traditions that we're enjoying here on Who's Going to Win, that's having Christian be the first pick for Atlantic at Perry.
Well.
Christian, your record is 1-1 on Who's Going to Win when it comes to Atlantic. Last week, you went out on a limb, and it worked out for you. Gave you a big lead here. Mm-hmm. Things have been working well.
It did, and I think going into that game last week that we knew that Crescent was much better than their record that they had. They had played a really, really difficult schedule. And, boy, was that a heartbreaker. I mean, there was a couple of key plays in that ball game. When you look at the penalty right before halftime, that allowed Creston to kick that field goal. Really, you could point to that one, too, because they only lost by 2 points. And then, you know, you're driving the ball down the field with a chance to win the game.
Don't twist the knife any deeper, Christian. Don't twist it.
And you take a holding penalty to push you back 10 yards. And Atlantic's offense was awesome when they stayed on schedule. And that put them behind schedule. And that was really their undoing in that ball game.
So that pregame meeting between you and the officials had something to do with this.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Well, to
I'm
be
just
fair, I did see Christian down on the field for a good 30 minutes talking to the officials.
Did he have some greenbacks?
I thought I heard Benjamin Franklin was in a conversation.
All 2 of my George Washingtons. but I think this is a big moment in the Atlantic season. I think they have a chance to go on a playoff push. They know they have a chance to go on a playoff push. I am looking for them to be much, much better. You look at some of the numbers. I mean, Tristan Hayes has more passing yards on about half the attempts as the Perry quarterback, Garen Kenny. I mean, and then you got Tyson O'Brien, which, to be fair as well, Tyson O'Brien was banged up on that last drive. He came out after one of the first plays of that drive. I think Atlantic finds a way to respond. I think they find a way to clean things up. Give me the Trojans.
But not inside a wooden horse?
No. Well, okay. Now we got to go back to that history lesson. The Trojan horse wiped out the Trojans. So I know USC tried to make it all cool, and they put the Trojan horse in the background in one of their videos. But the Trojan horse actually wiped out the Trojans. So no, I will not be in referencing a Trojan horse.
Scholar and a gentleman there. Full Sail University teaches molding the minds of America. So for this one, if I had a lockdown buzzer for no upset pick this week, I'd be happy to press it and give the win to the Trojans. Atlantic is hungry and they're irritated from that 30-28 loss to Creston last week. That'll be used as some good motivation. Get a win on the road with Tyson O'Brien, hopefully being a little more rested and as good as ever with that 4-touchdown performance last week against a tough Creston defense. I have Atlantic winning this one.
I'm going to go with the Trojan as well, Asa. Yeah, I think they have a nice bounce-back victory. Every game basically becomes a must-win game for the Trojans from here on out. So I think they pick that up tonight in a big fashion, and then sets up the big one for next week when the team up north comes. So, but we'll get to that one later. Trojans on the road.
Yes, we will. And Chris, you're our final pick for week 7 of who's going to win.
Yeah, the Trojans are, I'm sure, anxious to get back out on the field. It's tough to lose a close game like that last week, especially against, you know, a team you don't like a whole lot. But yeah, they know what's in front of them. They got to go out and perform every week now if they want to, make that season last a little longer at the end of the day. So I think this is a perfect type of game for them to go do what they do. You know, just go run the ball, play good defense. Let McLaren and O'Brien do their thing. Let Mr. Sorensen on the other side do his thing and shaking things up. Perry's just too one-dimensional. They rely on Kenny to do a lot for them. I know the kids aren't supposed to look ahead, but I can. They're going to put an emphatic push out on the field this week and then get themselves ready to go to take on that other team that we also don't like very much.
And the beauty of that is you'll be on the call for that one next week on KJAN-TV.
That'll be fun.
Absolutely. With our last two picks here, we all agree that Trainer will win against Shenandoah and then a clean sweep for Atlantic, beating the Blue Jays on the road. That's our Week 7 edition of Who's Going to Win. I'm Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway for making this show possible. Go Trojans.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.